Welcome, friends, to the Dice Bar Gaming Podcast, an actual play tabletop role-playing game that uses the Pathfinder 1E rule set, an epic story that takes place in the dark fantasy world of Melhoran. Our heroes' trials and tribulations will have them brought face-to-face with demons, devils, angry spirits, the occult, and more. Brought together by mysterious circumstances that leaves them with more questions than answers, and an ever-present dark force that seems to be lurking in the shadows, forever seeking them. Hope you enjoy the show.
Oh night, by the faint firelight, come the fallen terrors to the gone ones' delight. O terrors, stretch your ropes till they swing, while all turns to dust for the end it will bring. O terrors, through the wailing and weeping, we see you with our burning bones and skin seeping. O terrors, can any know your master's desire? For none will live to see through your black fire.
You know what? No, hey, friend. Fuck you, Marty. Fuck you.
There's like the first 5 seconds of this is Bobby going 3, 2, 1, nods at me. I nod at him. He nods at me. I nod at him. And then Derek had to ruin it. Always yes. Him, isn't it?
Always him.
I'm just not going to say anything. Now you've given me a complex and I'm not going to say anything. Like, fuck you, Marty. Fuck you and your...
Now you got to say,
you know what's up, Bobby? Like, you not saying anything is the least of my worries.
You know what?
Marty has 99 problems. Derek saying nothing is not one of them.
That's true. Fair enough.
Hey, friends, especially Derek. Don't mean to hurt your feelings, but I don't care.
No. I'm just going to say what we're going to cut, okay? So just stop it, man.
We'll start off right. What's up, Martin? What's up, Wes? What's up, Alistar?
Hey, everybody out there in the internet. Welcome to the Dice Bar Gaming Podcast. We're back.
My God.
I think we've probably lost massive. Everybody with all this roleplay. If anybody's still here and into the story... I love you, super nerds, because this shit is nerdy.
Yes. It's fine.
We like it.
And we thank you for enjoying Melhoran.
Yeah. Enjoying
thank
all
you
of
for playing Melhoran Airlines.
All right. So, last episode, we had the meeting with the town council. You guys get to know those charming people.
Mm-hmm. I'm just tired of being used as pawns in this stupid war that has not even anything to do with us.
Hey, we got our, like, end goal.
You're keepers, bro.
Situated. It's fine.
The town council tried to pull you many different ways. You talked about the ins and outs of the town. The only thing you guys really agreed on is Carver bad. Get rid of him. Decided to do a job for Bertus Connings. He's the leader of the loggers. You guys are like, hell yeah. We're going to help you. Apparently one of his logging companies are... cutting the lumber in the wrong place.
Cutting the dark wood.
Cutting the darkest of wood. And...
the cursed forest.
You guys are going to head there and see what the hell happened with those people. In the interim, there was a dark, shadowy figure in the chair. Nobody... I was really curious about what Derek was going to do when he had that long look in his face. He's like, I'm going to do something crazy. And then...
that's
whole
ultimate.
Group went, what are you doing? He went, I don't know. What were you going to do, Derek?
I pretty much did what I was doing. Like, the whole plan previously was to be, like, really coy and, like, make demands and And I was trying to, like, I didn't want to approach the guy with the artifact on his arm that could probably destroy us.
Rips souls out.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, you didn't tell me that.
But, for what you heard? No, I said that the thing rips souls.
Well, you called it like the apocalypse arm or something like that. But you didn't tell me.
Glove of Oblivion is what I said.
Glove of Oblivion. But you didn't tell me.
Oh, yeah, he did. He said it rips souls out at 100 yards.
Okay. I didn't hear that. Admittedly.
Maybe you probably panicked a little. That's all right.
Yeah. I heard Glove of Oblivion, and I was like, okay, how do I need to change that? Obviously, this guy is in charge of everybody in this room.
Actually, no, you were in disbelief at first. You're like, nah.
Yeah, like, can't be, that, nah. And that's realistic. Because
in fact, the lore you heard, and I'm going to kind of get a little bit more into it, is you can turn a page in midair, and as you turn the page, you imagine it, like, wow, pow, the soul. Parts its body. That's how it does it. You pinch your index finger and your thumb together, turn the page, soul goes bye-bye.
Wow. Yep. Yeah, so obviously going up and talking to the guy, probably not in the agenda.
How's your will save?
I mean, it's decent, but I kind of use wisdom as a dump stat. I'm going to be honest. Not a true dump stat.
Probably not a good call on this pan. Yeah.
So my question is, which hand of yours was it that got damaged?
Was all right. That glove should rightfully be mine. I mean, the way I see it, you're correct. So if you want to chop that guy's arm off and hashtag, give me the glove, I am.
Hashtag end goals?
Yeah. Hashtag end goals.
So before we go too far on that, there was a demand that we made that has no option. It goes our way or nothing.
Yeah, the finger.
Yeah. And yep. He didn't.
Well, I didn't tell them that.
We didn't tell them that.
The item, yes.
Yeah, we said we an just item, said, there's and an it's item. Ours. No negotiations.
Yep.
Fair.
That was only true, actual demand we made.
Yeah. But no, like everything that, else was that was the thing. Like, we were going to make demands of the council. We were going to be very coy. We were going to try and get her. Like,
oh, that was the change of direction. Yeah, dude and chair, like, change your demeanor.
Like, it changed my demeanor, like, There's more power here. They know what's going on. So, like, we want to sit at the big table. We need to seem like we know what the fuck is going on. Like, that was, we were going to be all coy about, like, what the fuck was going on. But I saw that guy, and it was just like the nobles that we knew about, right? Yeah, telling them they've got an honest-to-God demon worshiper in their midst, and we understand what's going on, and blah-bitty-blah. That's, you know, we have room to negotiate there. Like, seeing a guy that at the very least had a replica of some kind of, like, horrible, horrible, like, you know,
artifact.
It was a 30, Marty.
Yeah.
I
didn't
want to
give
30.
You that. You just made it. That was the target number of making what.
So yeah. Like, seeing that, even if it's a fake, like, that's a very expensive fake.
Yeah.
Maybe
it does semi what the real one does.
Exactly. So somebody that's got that kind of power to even fake it, like, he knows what's going on, and that changes basically how we address that situation. So yeah, that's okay. What of the playbook could throw it out.
And then a little reveal at the end, which we're going to revisit right when?
Now.
So you're walking down a street, smoking Indo, sipping on gin and juice.
I love gin and juice.
And you're trying to find Strom. Bevmora looks shell-shocked, to say the least. But she's been through a lot, and you're like, question her further. What was the exact word you asked her? Like, what did he say?
Yeah, like, because Strom was like, you look like you knew him. She's like, no, he was hooded. I was like, then what did he say to you?
And she said, I am sorry about giving you Torad. I will find someone else.
Yuri stops dead in his tracks.
Yeah, I do the same.
I look at Alistair.
I don't see you. I don't see anything else. Just kind of like.
And I look back towards Town Hall.
There's smoke coming out of my ears. Could you use a glove? Is there a way to reverse the glove?
Hey, quick and cerebral about everything and just be in the moment.
You broke his brain.
He's hey, she pokes you hard. Ow, she's strong.
I'm trying to figure out, what was that pain? I feel like I've been poked. I don't understand.
You have to understand, he's short-circuited. He has to figure it out.
I think I broke Alistair.
Give him a moment. He'll recalibrate his thoughts.
Wait, I can do this.
You have to understand, we just got the information that we've been seeking of who brought us here.
So, confirmed as a powerful wizard.
So, we have information that we've needed. We've got the path to find out who brought us here, why we're here.
That's all he said.
But that power is terrifying.
Only Arcane on the last person to have the gauntlet, maybe?
Yeah. It's high. Go high or go home.
Yeah. Oh, just bounce off the 20. I don't think it's good enough.
What is it?
It adds up to a 19, so I don't think it's good enough.
You have no idea. It predates the Azulian Empire.
But I know that much, huh?
Mm-hmm. Made by a civilization long before it. Of great power.
Well, he's going to be gone if we go back.
Maybe they can give us a name.
They're not going to give it. You really think they're more scared of us than they are him?
No.
Fair enough.
Why they were all sweaty.
They were all sweaty?
Yes, you could smell that.
I'm assuming I rolled pretty bad. You'll have to tell me.
That is why they were all... Oh, you didn't... Of course you didn't... Yes, they were all sweaty.
I mean, I can nobles smell it on them. Generally smell bad. Like, they smelled like their perfume, as usual.
Unfortunately, no. They were all perspiring because of nerves.
Well, I mean, that's fair enough. I smelled was their usual perfume.
No, nervous sweat smells different.
Oh, okay.
That was fear.
You guys just learned something from her.
Yeah, well, I didn't know that.
So next time, maybe tell us.
During?
Like, we'll have to come with some hand signs. But yeah, we should,
you don't smell this?
Perspire smells the same to us.
Oh. The way Marty put her sense motive, partly. So I'd like to put a little bit towards what...
She's got like an amazing sense of smell.
Yeah, I want to give the half-orc something, unique, so that's for her.
But do you remember when you were talking, you were about to introduce me, and I was giving you the look over my shoulder? I was staring at everybody while you were doing your introduction, and everybody was nervous, panicking, their eyes towards the chair.
They were just being stinky for...
So that's why I gave you the power look games. Look at the chair.
Now, I figured you were saying that there was somebody important over there, but I didn't realize everybody's smelling bad because of him. It's good to know. Huh. Yeah. Maybe like a tap of the nose.
If it makes a difference, the person seemed... I mean, I can't tell, but they seemed genuinely upset about Torad.
So
why they told me, I don't know.
He could be our benefactor, or he could be our guard. And we're in his prison.
I imagine he's somebody who set your father along the path. And your father did what he could. Certain things got in the way. Things got out of hand. And for whatever reason, he couldn't bring your father back, so he brought back the people he could. Just a guess, though.
What's father? Yours.
But I had no correlation with Torad.
It's not about Torad. It's about the one that the Taros serve. This particular individual is dangerous enough to threaten this realm. And in order to stop him, he set your father along the path. It's a guess. I can't be sure, but if there's guilt there, that's where it comes from. He started a chain of events that got people he cared about killed. Maybe even a little bit, but he still cared about them. And one scholar to another, like, you might set a researcher down a path that gets them murdered. Or killed. I guess murdered is the wrong word. And you'll feel guilt. Unless you really hate them. Anyhow, I'm going to get some sleep. I've got spells to memorize, a Devlin to talk to.
Well, we need to go find Strom and finish
Strom will show up. The house is very, very situated in a place that is hard to lose.
And Strom is waiting at the house.
See? I told you.
Getting coffee.
Yeah.
Making coffee.
Making coffee.
Like our endless supply of coffee beans is irresistible. Anyhow.
We have barrels of coffee.
Hold on. Strom.
Yes.
Blah, 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 blah. She fills you in on what happened.
Strom just, like, wide-eyed, kind of looking at you guys, and where does this man play, and did he bring us back to life?
Likely.
He's our best case scenario.
So, what did you have?
I talked to Brutus.
Brutus.
Ed's thing.
Ditto Brutus.
Out of his 26 logging companies, he's lost one. And he wishes us to investigate it.
What happened to it?
They went into the dark woods.
Dun, dun, dun! So we just need to... You guys just need to go to this dark forest and like find this logging company and come back.
We need to find proof, plus there's a being that lives within it. One or two people may have come out that made a deal with this being. And
why does this sound familiar?
It's the same thing that happened to Garn.
The old wood. The old wood that Mr. Redding spoke of.
Yes, there's a contract that the wood is never to be cut. People who have cut the wood, well, bad things have happened to them.
And to investigate this.
Correct. Either we find his people, or we find out what happened to them.
What are you laughing about?
I'm trying not to say jokes. I'm just trying to let it go.
It's wood. It's just
so many wood jokes.
There's just so many wood jokes.
Because right. You like old wood, and you like cut the wood, and I was gonna be like, what do you call a cheap circumcision? A ripoff.
Makes me uncomfortable.
Yeah.
So the loggers are missing. No reports. Possible entity in the woods. Bad deals. Crazy people.
Can you guys handle this, the three of you?
Why?
Because we have 3 days to figure out how a ritual works. And I'm not going to be able to do that while I'm in the woods
with you. But if we all died without you, and if you were the change...
That's why I'm asking if you can handle it, the three of you.
No.
Really? I'm honored that I'm that much of an asset.
You don't split the party. You have teleportation abilities. Not directly teleportation abilities, but you have abilities to move around. You have insight. You have magical property variations. You have distance attacks. And you are about the only one that can deal the magical damage that we need. So therefore, if we're possibly dealing with an entity in the woods that makes deals and make people go crazy, we may need your ability to withstand its powers.
I don't know how to say this.
And who the hell is going to interrupt us if you're not around?
Nobody. You'll be fine. We'll be uninterrupted. All right, let's look at this the other way, right? This is important. We get all these axemen on our side. That's great. That's great. Lord Carver completes this ritual, and let's be honest. Let's look at the elephant in the room. He gets the finger bone under control, and he can use the power of one of how many things in the crown?
Seven.
One of the seven
six.
Heroes.
Six.
Six?
No, wait, seven.
Seven. Yeah, seven.
Shit, one I of the seven heroes that took down, what are they called? They're like primals? Primals.
A primal.
Took down a primal. Like, you think that the X-Men are going to help with that? Do you know what we're talking about? A primal.
Okay.
Do you understand the concept of somebody who controls a facet of nature?
What makes you so sure you can figure out this ritual?
I don't.
So but how I'm about we go with we a sure thing of...
If we don't stop him, that's what kind of power he's get. Like, once, like, seventh of that power. That's what we're risking for their help.
Okay.
If you can't handle this on your own, then I need to look into it, and then we go.
Or we can leave now and rest up before we go into the woods.
And I can stay here and research it for 3 days or 2 days if you get back, if you go there.
They'll be gone a day.
Yeah, if they go there and come back, mm-hmm. they'll be gone a day.
Yes.
We have 3 days.
We have 3 days.
So we knock out one objective today. Within the next 24 hours, be back. And then you have a day and a half.
I admire your optimism. I truly do. But your optimism is not relevant here.
So let me ask you this. Is it faster for a group to read through the books and get the information or one person?
Probably. But if you wanted to do both, then we have to split up. If you want to do the research thing and then afterwards go deal with the Axemen, then we have to stay here until such time. He's already promised to go help this man, so you have to go help him.
Who went into the garden first, I wonder? By himself.
All right, that you can't look at this rationally, so I'm just going to stay. You can go, and you can deal with this problem, just the three of you, or you can stay and help me and hope we get it done in enough time to go deal with this problem. But this is important, and I'm putting my foot down about it.
Because this is the second time you've split the party. Therefore, the consequences will fall upon your head.
Fair enough.
Don't come asking me for help anymore. Let's go.
I guess for the rest of this session...
I'll just play Bethmore in combat. And,
you can roleplay her as well.
Okay.
You think you got the idea of her carefree, kind of chaotic, good nature down?
Yeah.
Can you do it?
No.
I think you can.
This is the worst thing ever right now.
Yeah.
Her attitude right now is the worst outcome that could have happened. There's three options, and this is the worst one, in her opinion. Roleplay that. Fair?
Fair enough. All right. Yeah.
All right, so this episode will be brought to you by the three party heading out.
Now, how far into the woods is the logger camp?
It takes about 8 hours to get to the Carver Manor. So it's 7 hours, 8 hours, around there.
Okay. I just don't want to sleep in the dark forest.
No.
That's why we're staying an hour out.
Okay.
So if you left by sundown, you can rest if you want and get a full night's sleep or take a half night's sleep, whatever you guys want to do.
What would you need to replenish your spells? And
I need a full 8 hours rest.
But you've already slept 5 hours?
I'll give you four hours.
4 hours.
Do we want to sleep somewhere mostly safe for 4 hours and then continue? Or wait till we get nearer?
That's fine. That's fair. I say we sleep prior, and then we can travel some more time.
Okay. Okay. No problems in the woods.
So I'm going to pray for a half hour to Carvoon and then sleep.
Okay. You guys, you get your full 4 hours. If you want to save time and get there as soon as possible, you could be there at like 3 or 4 in the morning.
Okay.
The person with dark vision is all right with that plan.
And low light's good with that plan.
Strom's hands.
Strom's fine with him. Oh, that's a branch. Oh, oh, that's another branch.
He walks directly behind me.
Yeah.
Then he's got one hand on top of my head, one on my shoulder. Strom.
Oh, man. 13.
You get hit in the face with a branch. Full in the face. Walking, continuing. Bev Morris steps on like one of those like really thick saplings, steps on it and lets it go whack, right in the nuts. Then another fucking, you're getting fucking angry and you let out. Give me one of your roars. Angry. And you see things. Things go to a black, like a black and white movie. And you're seeing the branches and everything. His eyes are giving off like what a wolf would look like, like that kind of reflection.
What the? Everything's in black and white. What's going on? Wait, now is it low light vision or dark vision?
Low light. The moon helps you out. Like pitch black, she's good.
Okay.
Outside, you're good.
Okay.
There's like a serious overcast, which. All right. Yeah. Black and white now. Weird. But comforting. Normal. Not that weird after a few minutes.
Good.
So you're seeing black and white, correct?
Yes.
I'm not seeing black and white. Mm-hmm. So somehow you've activated low light vision.
Low light vision?
That's what elves get, naturally. As Bev Morris, she has dark vision, so she can see in complete darkness.
What's that like, Bev Morris?
I'm playing with a leaf. Like spinning it around.
Bev Morris.
Oh, Yuri.
When you are in complete darkness, what colors can you see?
No colors.
Like right now, we're low light. We can see grays and dark.
Some heat, some smell. It's like feeling. It's hard to explain.
So it's different.
Okay.
Which is kind of cool.
Oh, no, but it's really cool.
Hmm?
I don't know, but that's still cool.
I lost the leaf that I was playing with, and now I'm looked depressed, and then I continue on.
Let's keep moving. Mm-hmm.
Vivmora, I'm almost to play this like a movie. You, and your like mind almost takes you to sizzling meat, like a thigh of a person. And it comes back to you.
All right, I put my like hand on Strom's neck to stop him.
Meat. Good meat.
Oh, you didn't mention that.
I said thigh. I should have said...
The thighs on a lot of different animals.
Yes, yeah. I realized the error of my description with your speaking. People meat.
Okay, yeah.
You have smelled that in Burgos.
Humans. The meat of humans. The thigh.
Is that a survival check to smell it?
You got it.
I don't smell anything. No light?
Is it at night?
Yeah.
Could just be we're not close enough.
Let's be careful.
Do we want to avoid? Or do we want
to... we're going to avoid.
You're close to where you're going.
Is it in the direction we're going?
Yes.
It is in the direction we are going.
Aye.
I am starting to wish I had convinced Alistair to come with us. He does not listen to you, but he listens to me. Why did I not say something to him?
Because that's going to be the DM pushing that player around. And the DM doesn't do that.
I know, but now that I am played by a player, I can regret my actions.
You guys start smelling... Yeah, meat cooking after about another 10 minutes of marching. When you're a little hungry, it makes your stomach betrays you.
You immediately almost retch as you know what type of meat you're smelling.
I don't understand why they like us so much. We taste like chicken. Keep going.
Let's be careful.
I pull up my bow. Just get ready.
Before we do anything, let's assess it. And I've got an option.
I want to make a comment, but I'm not going to.
You're like things clanking together.
Bones.
Maybe.
Looking around at my feet.
Nothing at your feet. It's up ahead.
Okay.
It's like either somebody's wearing them or it's a guard line kind of thing and the wind's blowing maybe. Man, I'm loud as hell.
How do I...
Both of you are loud. You sound like German fucking tanks rolling up into combat.
You're like pots and pans.
Well, I have an option. When we get a little closer, we cast silence on this coin. We will not be able to hear each other or anything, but we'll have a chance to sneak up on them. And it's...
Do you want me to try and sneak up first?
Have more.
Yeah, I don't like the brown
Actually,
liquor.
Everybody, perception check.
Okay, I don't like the brown liquor.
Ugh. Yeah, brown is disgusting. I hate brown.
You don't drink it straight. You drink it with something else.
Oh, no. Nice.
Naturally, I rolled a 10. Which gives me a 13.
26.
Wow.
17.
I rolled a natural 20. Plus my 6. 26.
Look at you being the elf.
It's what I'm supposed to do. It's what I see. Here, feel.
You see what looks like a wolf ahead of you.
Oh, no.
It's black in color, the fur. But then below it, you see, off the moonlight, a shing of metal as it comes in. It's close to you, maybe 15 feet before you notice it. You see her, like the wolf pulls up a hand of stop, as you do too. Nobody can see it, but for listeners out there, Yuri puts his hand up for fist to stop, and the wolf puts up a fist to stop. Keeper!
Do I hear that?
Yeah, all of you heard that.
Move forward.
They back up.
You do not have to fear us.
Keeper?
Keepers. We are the keepers.
You see a woman step out of the brush.
And what you initially thought was a wolf is wearing a skinned wolf pelt. The head is acting as the cow, and as well as her companions that are with her. She's also wearing
high leather boots, leather armor, like or hide armor. It's got two hatchets. In each hand, one in each hand, and a bunch of throwing axes on her belt, and like kind of war paint all over her. Very mixes very well with the woods. You guys almost stepped on them. They were standing very still.
Dang.
And one approaches.
All right, not pointing my bow at anybody, but I do have an arrow notched, and like I'm ready.
Who are you? I'm Yuri Darwin.
Yes. Okay.
I am Strom.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Bethmora?
Bethmora. Okay, yeah. I am Miranda. Have you heard of me?
Knowledge of local?
No. Well, all right. Sure.
I have knowledge of local.
You've been in town long enough.
20. She's actually fairly good at this.
Really?
Yeah, she's got a plus 7.
Oh, wow.
Like, that's pretty good. So, 14, so 21.
Wow. A little bit more. All right. Anybody else?
No, I don't have that
one. I can roll tavern knowledge, that's about it.
All right, Bevmore. Jeez. All right.
I am good at knowledge.
She spent a lot of time. She spent a lot of time recently in a lot of pubs. And you heard Miranda. She is a logger. She is called the Hatchet Queen.
Yeah.
She's a logger, but she kicks a lot of ass. She's apparently like the axe throwing like champion around here. 10 years running. No big deal. That's why you're kind of like a fangirl. A little bit. She's like, she comes in here and owns all, you know, those like the lumberjack competitions you'll see at like the fairs.
Mm-hmm.
Been
mm-hmm.
crushing them for years. Like this is her. She's called the Hatchet Queen.
I am Miranda. Have you heard of me?
You are the Hatchet Queen. Of course I have heard of you. Will you sign my bow?
You are Beth Moore.
I am Beth Moore.
Will you sign my axe?
I will sign your axe. Oh, and they start signing
each other's. Strom's at a loss for words.
They're fans of each other.
You see all of her front teeth are knocked out. It looks like her lips on the upper and lower portion. It looks like somebody, or a horse or something, kicked her straight in the mouth, knocked all of her front teeth out, and messed up her lips on both sides.
Gotcha.
Oh, thank you. This is an honor.
The honor is fine.
Berta said that you were coming, and... Mara, I mean, she just walked out. She's gushing. Oh. Hey, boys.
We're the sidekicks.
I know.
Tell us about your dog first.
You smell that.
What does it smell, Ray?
The human meat. I thought it was coming from them, but it's not.
We thought it was coming from your camp.
This is not my camp. We've been waiting here for you.
Oh. What do you plan? We will assist you.
Good. Thank you. We weren't sure help was coming. And I got word that you may be coming. But we usually don't take the word of, sorry, townies. We haven't approached closer than this. It's about a half mile up this ridge. The last thing we saw was a skinless woman running out of town. She died shortly later.
Out of town?
Out of the logging camp.
Oh.
No skin. Gross. Yes. No hands.
You said no hands?
No hands. Yeah, no hands. These people we've ran a couple of loggers. The one with no hands, no skin. Get this. Liked it.
Was happy?
He liked it.
Yeah.
She?
Yeah. Liked it. We tried to help her.
Mental perversion.
Laughed.
You see one of the other wolf-headed dudes lumber forward. He is... Garn is big, and this guy maybe a little bigger.
What hey do you guys. Feed these guys?
I'm Warren.
What do they feed? I squeeze his biceps.
Check this out. This muscle? Feel that. Has a muscle.
Oh, that's very nice.
I know. I'm Warren. Hi.
I know you are.
Hello, Warren. So tell us about the situation.
Lady with no hands. So you want me to talk about?
Yes.
Yes.
He looks down at Miranda. She nods yes.
No hands. Laughed. And then she got hungry. Started nibbling on herself. Am I saying it right?
Yes.
So the hands weren't cut off. They were eaten off.
I mean, that would be very presumptuous, but it looks that way.
Well, Burgess told me about another man that had come out that had bitten his own fingers off after he spoke with a dark entity of
some sort.
There's
something happening there. We have not dared to get closer. Warren saw this lady and other things. Right, Warren?
Bad.
This is the demon, Benny, that you spoke of?
Could be. Could be some type of magic. Could be drugs. Hypnosis.
Can you lead us to the encampment?
Yeah, we have you, yes. Do you want the main house? Or the logging area?
Main house.
Okay. We'll go to the logging area. You may check out the main house. If anything comes your way, we'll take care of it. If anything comes our way, you may take care of it. Whoever finishes first meets the other.
Very well.
I thought you weren't hitting a giant D.
You
were like, I'm going to stop.
I want to make poor decisions, Marty.
Like, you're Ben Mora. That's who you should be. All right.
I don't think you want to mix that with your beer.
Yeah, no. You probably don't. But if you want to make some poor decisions too, you're strong and lawful good, but I'm not going to stop you because I'm chaotic good and I do what I want. And I don't want to impose.
Yep, Jack, all right.
I don't want to impose on anybody else Jack. To make poor decisions.
I don't even know where that came from.
I don't either.
I have zero idea. I'm not even kidding.
You know what? I know where it came from. It's Lynchburg, weak. Tennessee. I think
your taste buds is damaged.
I don't drink dark liquor.
I'm not particularly fond of Jack Daniels, but like any dark liquor, it goes really good with pretty much any soda.
I do like the Jamaican rum mixed in mangoes. Hmm. That's good.
I don't think I've had that one yet.
That's real good.
I don't really think of rums as being dark because they're pretty much rum is a clear liquor.
It's supposed to be, but like, not in Jamaica.
Like, it's just burnt. It's just made from molasses instead of like pure cane.
So you head up towards the main house, splitting the party. Hatchet, the Hatchet Queen, head south. You guys head north.
Good luck.
Thank you for the signature.
You as well.
Warren, what do you have to say?
It'll be worth a lot more money soon.
Bye. Bird.
I want to do something.
Warren like absurd, is playing like grab him by the Sylvester crotch Stallone.
And like get an idea of his size and then tell him to survive.
Oh, you? Yeah. He can play two parts.
That's true.
You must live. You must live.
Warren, live.
Good.
Then Warren will slay.
Yes.
That ass.
Yes.
Warren, it's nom nom time.
We make little green babies.
Good.
It's nom nom time.
Warren, not gonna die during mission.
This not death flag for Warren.
No, not for Warren.
I'm not going to retire next week.
All right.
I did just more
all of a sudden
boat.
Has a romance going on here. Like, Derek has her for 20 minutes. He's like, romance.
Yeah, she's got a best friend and like, and you know, a bro.
That's, a bro?
Yeah.
You start seeing a path. You follow the path. As you get closer, you see benches and logs cut in, you know, evidence of civilization. And you come across, you see the back of a woman hunched over a fire. And you hear, you see it's what you would almost describe as like the camp's cook. You know, large dress out to the side, but like a working woman's dress. And she's like into like whatever she's doing cooking. Like, in the that smell for Bev Mora, much more pungent as you see this person working over the fire. Other than that, the camp is pretty quiet.
Can I make a perception check for other people?
Off, way off in the distance.
Like over toward the logging camp? Yep. Or
towards the actual logging cabin.
Does she seem like she's preoccupied and she's not going to be bothered by us?
She's got a spatula in her hand and she's digging at something on the pan that's in front of her.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, she seems like she's pretty preoccupied. She hasn't heard them clank up that. Bringing nope. Extra pots and pans. Yeah, so I guess head toward the main building, avoiding her. That's my goal.
Alright. You guys are gonna all walk past her?
Well, if she didn't hear us, sure.
Alright.
If she does notice us, I'm gonna offer her a job as our cook. Okay. But not human meat.
She stops.
Dang.
Like, she's busily moving, cooking whatever she's cooking, and she busily stops.
And we stop?
You guys are about 30 feet from her.
And she's just, like, staring us down?
Not her. She, as I said, she's hunched over whatever she's cooking. And as she turns around, she brings what she's cooking, and her own face is in the pan. What you're smelling cooking is her own side of her face as she's smiling. And you see her eyes have been removed. Parts of her flesh are in the pan. Garlic, parsley, and other. So it's like so sweet, disgusting mixing. It's a really confusing feeling right now as she. Welcome. Shine us. As she starts spatulating her face off the pan. And her like skin and all of her flesh rips off on the pan. She's looking at it.
Join us.
And you hear in the woods around you different voices at the same time, almost in unison. And you will join them.
Next time.
Yeah.
That's gross.
Yeah. You're gonna die. No, we're not.